Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. If you're listening on radio.com across all your devices, teach your smart speakers how to listen to us as well at 929 The Game and Dukes and Bell. We will waste no time, Mike, as we get a chance to talk to the guy that was selected 16th overall last night. And we want to welcome you back to the crib. Welcome home, man. By the way, AJ, where are you at? You here in Atlanta? Where are you at right now?
So I'm down in Atlanta, Ford County.
My man. Well, welcome home, man. And I know that sounds weird, but it's a dream come true for you. I know you had talked about wanting to play for the Falcons growing up. You had not even a little bit of a notion that they wanted you with the one time that you FaceTimed with them? They didn't give you any clues?
Not. My agent did. You know, he gave me a heads up that, you know, it's definitely a possibility. And, you know, it happened. I wasn't shocked when it happened. You know, I was more so, you know, expecting the call, having previous talks with Coach Quinn and all them virtually, knowing the team needs and just having dialogue. I had a good feeling that, you know, my time was coming.
A national champion at Clemson. It's AJ Terrell with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Yeah, because the word was the Raiders. You thought, you thinking you were going to be silver and black and heading to Vegas for a minute?
You know, I had a whole bunch of thoughts going on flying through my head. I knew it was, you know, either going to be in either one of these teams coming up after 12, you know, just coming at 12 with Vegas and then all the way down to 19. So I just had a good feeling I was getting my name called within that range, and I'm happy to be at Dirty Bird Brotherhood, man. So that's what it is.
Well, you know what? We're happy for you, and, you know, I want you to tell our listeners and Falcon fans, let's just assume that they didn't watch you over the last 3 years. Somebody was under a rock, okay, and they didn't get a chance to see Clemson and how dominant you guys were. What are we getting in a corner? What is A.J. Terrell?
All right, you getting, you know, definitely a shutdown corner, somebody that's, you know, definitely a team player, somebody that's used to winning and been on the biggest stages, you know, made plays, and you're going to get somebody that can adapt to any locker room and be a factor and make an impact to any organization, any team. So you definitely, you know, bringing savviness to the back seven, to the secondary, and just ready to win a Super Bowl.
I like the sound of that. Is AJ Terrell's with us? Yeah, man. The pick six we've talked about. You know, it was been mentioned that it was sort of set the tone in the win over Alabama. What was the Clemson experience like, man? What was it like? First off, the recruiting process all the way playing up there.
Yeah, so you know, definitely Sweeney had, you know, he the reason I committed. You know, just him and, you know, the vibe that he gave me, and just being a stand up guy and somebody that had a culture going in Clemson that made us a winning program. So. For me, that whole process, you know, from me being recruited all the way up to now has been, you know, genuine with Clemson. Definitely a winning program, and everything just was what I expected. The people, you know, the teammates I had, the staff, the school, everything, just, you know, also being close to Atlanta, and everything was just in arm's reach. I never had to, you know, feel forced to, you know, be a part of anything special up there. It was all just given to me, so. Everything has been good up there leading up to now. Won me a national championship, three ACC championships. Everything has been surreal. And, you know, now I'm playing for the hometown down in Atlanta, and everything's just been great.
AJ Terrell, our guest, guys. He is our newest Falcon, our corner that we picked last night, 16th overall here on Dukes and Bell. Let's address this whole grabby thing, okay? And by the way, bro, I think, you know, we as the media, and I'm going to say that generally speaking, we're always looking to nitpick things on every player. There's not a player in this draft that doesn't need to work on something. But this is what we hear about you. How do you respond to this? Oh, he grabs. He's physical. What do you say to those folks who say that that's part of the issue or something that you need to work on as you make your way to the league?
I, you know, definitely say, you know, just being aggressive part of my game. That's something, you know, I could work on. And I'm definitely going to keep on being aggressive. Just tighten up the technique a little bit more. But at the end of the day, we're here to make plays. So as long as I'm getting the job done, everything going to be good on both ends of me and whoever got a problem with it. So right. Everything going to be straight, and I'm going to handle my business. So that's what it is.
It is A.J. Terrell with us, guys, the newest Atlanta Falcon, picked last night at 16. And, again, we talked about your national championship game experience, playoff experience. And I know you've already spoken about it to the media, but for our listeners today, the championship game last year, you said that's a teaching moment when you're going up against Ja'Marr Chase.
Right, you know, just the whole game, you know, just coming in there, competing, and just, you know, like I had to, didn't have my best game, but definitely still competed throughout the whole game. And, you know, just didn't feel satisfied with nothing that was, you know, given up or given to me. So I just kept on playing all the way through the fourth quarter. And we didn't win the game, but just definitely a growing experience. And it is definitely ready to bounce back and play another game, play my next game.
I want to bring you back home for a second. And big shout out to Ben Hill Rec Center. You remember those days?
Yes, sir. I remember them Ben Hill days.
You played in Frank Ski's youth league. Big shout out to Frank Ski, a partner of ours and a counterpart of you know, our sister station V103. You came up in Atlanta, and I was having this discussion with people today. Does it give you extra motivation to want to? I don't want to say play harder because you play hard, but is there any extra motivation knowing that you got to your dream, being in your hometown, and now you're playing for your hometown team?
No, it's definitely motivating to play in the hometown of Atlanta because it's a rare moment, and you know, it just feels so surreal, and just for me, being the older sibling, just falling in place. So for me, it's just continue to hold the throne and just continue to progress, put on for my family's name, and you know, the brotherhood of the Falcons.
It is A.J. Terrell with us, guys, here again from Westlake High School and now an Atlanta Falcon. Were you a big Falcon fan? Because I know you said you were excited about coming to Atlanta, but did you follow the Falcons all through your childhood?
I didn't follow them, but I'm saying, like, I'm from Atlanta, so, you know, they come on every day on TV. You know, every game comes on TV, so it's hard. But, you know, for me, it's just, like I said, a surreal moment. I'm just happy to get Dirty Bird ready to get to work.
Well, we're excited for you and excited for the things that are going to happen for you in your career. I did want to, you know, talk about, you know, you talked about Dabo's influence. What did you learn from Brent Venables, one of the best defensive coordinators in college football, being able to play for him? One of the things Mike and I have been talking about is your ability to play press coverage, play zone. What did Brent Venables teach you?
He taught me a lot. Definitely he taught me a lot defensively. About, you know, details and just doing the little things right, watching film, and, you know, just having the head on your opponents and always just, you know, never being satisfied, always just having that grit to get better and get better teammate and better person outside the field.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.